Blog Talk Radio.
Shalom, shalom, shalom. First and foremost, giving all praise and honor to the creator of the heaven, the earth, the sea, and all that is there and is by saying hallelujah. Praise the mighty Yah. Yah is righteous. Yah is holy. And let Yahweh be magnified. Once again, the creator has allowed us to come before you another day. Of the week, bringing to you his great holy and exalted words, even the words of Yah. My name is Moray Ishaya Yisrael of the House of Israel, located right here in Cincinnati, Ohio, 1907 Vine Street, bringing to you nothing but the truth. And yes, it is true. All we're going to do is tell you the truth. But Yah ordained me to tell you the truth. So this is what I'm going to do. And who is this Yah? Yah is the creator of the heaven, the earth, the sea, and all that is therein is. Yah is the Elohim of our fathers, the Elohim of Abraham, Yitzhak, and Yisrael, whom you may know as Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob. Yah is our king. He's our judge. He's our lawgiver. And he is our only savior, and not just of Israel. But Yah is the savior of the world. Now, praise Almighty Yah for giving me the opportunity to come before you once again, another day, to answer the many questions that our people have. We won't delay at all. We will go right to our board. We will get the questions, and then we will go to the book to answer them. And I want people to know that according to the scriptures, and let me read this so you can understand why this is so vitally important. Just want to show you two things. One is in the book of Isaiah. In the book of Isaiah, the 58th chapter, the very first verse, it says, cry aloud, lift up thy voice like a trumpet, and show my people the transgression in the house of Yaakov their sins. And so it is highly important that we fulfill the very thing the Creator sent us to do, and that's to cry aloud and spare not. So I know some of the things I might say, you might disagree. It might seem offensive. I might seem arrogant. But the truth is, I'm none of those things. I'm a servant of Yah, and I'm just going to tell you the truth, whether you like it or not. And everything that I'm going to tell you, if I can't go to the book, I'm going to let you know. But if the Creator has endowed me to go to his words, make no mistake about it, I'm going to go to his word, and I'm going to show you one thing and one thing only, and that's thus says Yah. Not thus says me. Not thus says you. We had too many of that already. We have a lot of people giving their opinions, giving their ideology, their philosophy, their thoughts. And the people are tired of that. All they want is the truth. So this is what we're going to tell the people. And I understand. I know according to the Creator's word, everybody don't want the truth. So if you don't want the truth, you don't want to listen to this, because this is what we're going to do. This is what we're going to tell you. Nothing but the truth. So we're going to get started. Yes, sir. What questions do we have today?
Shalom. I'm going to read you four questions that we didn't get to yesterday. First question is, what's the difference between the Old and New Testament?
All right. Let's try to answer this one as quickly as we can. It's a very good question. It's a very relevant question. And the question was asked, what is the difference between the Old and the New Testament? Well, everything is different. everything. The Creator told our people this in the book of Ezekiel, the 3rd chapter. Let us turn there. Again, the question is, what is the difference between the Old and the New Testament? And I pray and I hope many of our brothers who adhere to the New Testament is listening. Many of the teachers that teach the New Testament and many of the people that practice the New Testament, I want you to hear me clearly. The New Testament is a total contradiction of the word of the Most High, of the Elohim of Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob, of the Creator of the universe, Yahweh. It's a total contradiction. And not only does it contradict the Creator's word, in which people know His word as the Old Testament, the New Testament contradicts itself. There's many things that I will show you and can show you in the New Testament that's a total contradiction of itself. But the question that is asked is, what's the difference between the Old and the New Testament? And I'm going to give you this one great significant difference. And you'll find it in the book of Ezekiel, the 3rd chapter. And watch what it says. And this is something that our beloved brothers and sisters in the various religious bodies of the world would never address. And watch what it says. Starting at the very first verse, Ezekiel 3:1. Moreover, he said unto me, Son of man, eat that thou findest. Eat this roll, speaking of the Creator's word, and go and speak unto the house of Israel. And why? Because the house of Israel is the only house that the Almighty ever speak about. It is the only house in the whole book. It is the only house that Yahweh said, this is the only family that I've known of all the families of the earth. And watch what he tell these people. So I opened up my mouth, and he caused me to eat that roll. And he said unto me, Son of man, cause thy belly to eat. Fill thy bowels with this roll that I give thee. Then I did eat it, and it was in my mouth as honey for sweetness. And he said unto me, Son of man, go, get thee unto the house of Israel, and speak with my words unto them. For thou art not sent to a people of a strange speech and of a hard language, but to the house of Israel. Not to many of a strange speech and a hard language whose words thou cannot understand. Surely, had I sent thee to them, they would have hearkened unto thee. But the house of Israel would not hearken unto thee, for they will not hearken unto me. For all the house of Israel are impotent and hard-hearted. Behold, I've made thy face strong against their faces, thy forehead strong against their foreheads. As adamant harder than flint have I made thy forehead. Fear them not, neither be dismayed at their looks, though they be a rebellious house. Moreover, he said unto me, Son of man, all my words that I shall speak unto thee, receive in thy heart and hear with thy ears. And this 11th verse I want you to pay close attention to. And this is what it says. And go, get thee to them of the captivity unto the children of thy people, and speak unto them, and tell them, thus says Yah Elohim, whether they will hear or whether they will forbear. And I'm here to tell you that the creator of the heaven, the earth, the sea, and all that is therein is, never, ever speak in the New Testament. His word is not even found in the New Testament. And you will never, ever see Yahweh or the New Testament say, thus says Yahweh, nowhere. Or the word of Elohim came unto me saying, or Yahweh says, Yahweh's word is void of the New Testament. The only words you will hear in the New Testament are the words of man. Men that were born through the legs of a woman. And the creator didn't come from nobody's legs. The Most High is the creator of man, woman, and everything. And he never, not even one time, not one mumbling word spoke anything in the New Testament. So why would you go to the New Testament to find, to hear, or to seek the Most High for anything? For he never spoke there. Furthermore, the scriptures teach us in the book of Isaiah, the 8th chapter, one of the differences between the Old and the New Testament, Yahweh, all through the Old Testament, it would say, thus is Yahweh. Or the word of Elohim came unto me saying, how I sent my word unto thee. I've spoken it, and it shall come to pass. But in the New Testament, not at all. And the brothers who adhere to the New Testament, the various teachers, the various rabbis, the various scholarly men of the New Testament, they know beyond a shadow of a doubt what I'm telling you is the truth. They know Yahweh's word is not there. The only thing you're going to find in the New Testament is thus said Peter. Thus said Paul, thus said Luke, thus said Matthew, thus said John. You will not hear thus says Yahweh. And who is Yahweh? He is the creator of the heaven, the earth, the sea, and all that is therein is. Now, if anyone can show that I'm not telling you the truth, post it right now. Post anywhere in the New Testament where Yahweh spoke to anybody. They'll try to show you that a voice came from heaven. Show us that that's Yahweh. And I'll prove that that's a lie. Yahweh spoke not at all there. Furthermore, in the book of Isaiah, the 8th chapter, I just want you to understand, watch the very first verse of Isaiah, the 8th chapter. And it says, moreover, Yahweh said unto me, because Yahweh speaks in the Old Testament. But you will not find this in the New Testament. But I want you to go right to the 20th verse, because we're cutting to the chase, because we got a lot of questions. And this is what it says in Isaiah 8 and 20. To the law and to the testimony. If they speak not according to this word, it is because there is no light in them. And this how I know the various teachers and scholars in the New Testament, who teach the New Testament, who study the New Testament, as I do, they know that Yahweh's word is not there. It is merely the words of man. Men that was not sent by the Most High. For any man that Yahweh sent to our people, they already know the law. They already know the testimony that when you go to our people, you tell them, thus says Yah, whether they will hear or whether they will forbear. So that is one of the things that you need to know concerning the difference between the Old and New Testament. And really, that's the main difference. Because once you come to the understanding and the realization that Yahweh don't speak in this book, then why would you teach your family out of a book that Yahweh has not sent for you to teach? Next question.
Praise Yah. If a man is uncircumcised, is he considered unclean? Is he allowed in the congregation?
And this is another very good question. The question is, if a man is uncircumcised, is he allowed in the congregation? Of course, we have a law in the scriptures. And the scriptures teach us that the uncircumcised, well, let me just show you the law in the book of Leviticus. Because it's good that you get familiar with the laws of the Most High. So in the book of Leviticus, we're going to go to Leviticus, the 12th chapter. And watch what it says. This is the law. The very first verse. And Yahweh spake unto Moshe, saying, speak unto the children of Israel, saying, if a woman have conceived seed and born a man child, then she shall be unclean 7 days, according to the days of the separation for her infirmity shall she be unclean. And in the 8th day, the flesh of his foreskin shall be circumcised. So this is what's supposed to happen when you have a son on the 8th day, according to the law. He is to be circumcised. Now you might ask yourself, well, what if she didn't know? What if the child didn't know? And nobody knew. And then later on, they find out that the male, the son, is supposed to be circumcised. Then this is what you do. Go to the book of Genesis. In the book of Genesis, in the 17th chapter of Genesis, and this is what it says. And I'm going to start reading the 5th verse. Again, this is dealing with circumcision, whether someone can come into the Creator's house or not. And watch what it says, Genesis 17:5. It says, neither shall thy name anymore be called Abram, but thy name shall be Abraham. For a father of many nations have I made thee, and I will make thee exceeding fruitful. And I will make nations of thee. Kings shall come out of thee. And I will establish my covenant between me and thee and thy seed after thee, and their generations for an everlasting covenant, to be Elohim unto thee and to thy seed after thee. And I will give unto thee and to thy seed after thee the land wherein thou art a stranger, all the land of Canaan, for an everlasting possession. and I will be their Elohim. And Elohim said unto Abraham, thou shalt keep my covenant, therefore, thou and thy seed after thee in their generations. This is my covenant, which ye shall keep between me and you and thy seed after thee. Every man child among you shall be circumcised, and ye shall circumcise the flesh of your foreskin, and it shall be a token of the covenant between me and you. And he that is 8 days old shall be circumcised among you, every man child in your generations, he that is born in your house or bought with money of any stranger which is not of thy seed. He that is born in the house and he that is bought with money must needs be circumcised. And my covenant shall be in your flesh for an everlasting covenant. And the uncircumcised man child whose flesh of his foreskin is not circumcised, that soul shall be cut off from his people. He have broken my covenant. So what is this letting me know? And what is this letting us know? Well, this is letting us know that all Israel must be circumcised. That's number one. Now, and I may add, the New Testament teach circumcision profit nothing. And there's many people, many teachers, and many followers and practitioners of the New Testament do not adhere to circumcision. But yet, according to the Holy Scriptures, and what you know of as the Old Testament, the Scriptures teach us, Yahweh teach us, we must be circumcised. And the flesh that is not circumcised, the soul shall be cut off. But little do people know, even though Yahweh told Abraham and his descendants that a male is supposed to be circumcised at 8 days old, Abraham wasn't circumcised until he was about 99 years old or 90 some years old. As a matter of fact, no, he was had to be 80 something years old. Now, how do I know that? Because his son Ishmael wasn't circumcised until he was 13 years old. Let me know this. Once a person come to the knowledge that they not to eat pork, then they need to stop eating pork. Everybody that walk in the house of Israel doors, they don't know that. Everybody that walk in the doors of the house of Israel don't know they're not to wear mingled clothes. Everybody that walk in the doors of the house of Israel don't know that they must wear fringes with a cord of blue. Everybody don't know that. So everybody that walk in the doors of the house of Israel is not going to know that they must be circumcised. It is the job of Yahweh's servants to teach them what they must do and what they must know. But once they know, once they are taught the laws, the commandments, the statutes and the judgments of the Most High, then it is their obligation by commandment, by law, by statute, by judgment to adhere to the word of Yah. Just like Abraham, he didn't know all those years, even though when Yahweh told Abraham to leave his family, to get away from his children, his father's house. Abraham was 75 years old. And Abraham was not circumcised. Nor was he circumcised when he had Ishmael. But once Yahweh brought it to his attention and made it a law and made it a covenant, then he was circumcised, him and his whole household. And the one that is not circumcised, they are not under the establishment of Yahweh's covenant, whether they know or whether they don't know. In order for you to be under the covenant of Yahweh, you must be circumcised. Question number three.
Praise Yah. Can we celebrate the holy days / feast days without our high priest?
The question is asked, can we celebrate our holy days without the high priest? And the answer is absolutely yes. There is no law that tell our people that if you don't have the high priest, you cannot keep Yahweh's high days, Yahweh's holy days. That scripture do not exist. It is a phantom of our people's imagination. And let me show you. What I'm telling you is the truth. First of all, if you go to the book of Exodus, Exodus the 12th chapter, and watch what this says. See, the scripture teaches us every word of Elohim is pure. And he is a shield unto them that put their trust in him. Add thou not unto his words, lest he reprove thee, and thou be found a liar. And watch what the Creator says. And when I show you this, Yahweh is not going to deviate from it. Watch what the scripture says in the book of Exodus, the 12th chapter. Starting at the very first verse, and watch what it says. And Yahweh spake unto Moshe and Aaron in the land of Egypt, saying, this month shall be the beginning of months. It shall be the first month of the year to you. Speak ye unto all the congregation of Israel, saying, in the 10th day of the month, they shall take to them every man a lamb, according to the house of their fathers. A lamb for an house. And if the household be too little for the lamb, let him and his neighbor next unto his house, take it according to the number of souls. Every man according to his eating shall make your count for the lamb. Your lamb shall be without blemish. A male of the first year, ye shall take it out from the sheep or the goats. And ye shall keep it up until the 14th day of the same month. And the whole assembly of the congregation of Israel shall kill it in the evening. And they shall take of the blood, strike it on two side posts, and on the upper door posts of the houses wherein they shall eat it. And they shall eat the flesh in that night, roast with fire, unleavened bread, with bitter herbs shall they eat it. Eat not of it raw, nor sodden at all with water, but roast with fire, his head with his legs and the pertinence thereof. And ye shall let nothing of it remain unto the morning. And that which remaineth of it unto the morning ye shall burn with fire. And thus shall ye eat it, with your loins girded, your shoes on your feet, your staff in your hand, and ye shall eat it in haste. It is Yah's Passover. It's the law of Passover. Now, where in that law did you see anything about a high priest. As a matter of fact, we didn't even have a high priest at this time when we kept the Passover. Furthermore, in this same Exodus 12 chapter, watch what it says. And who was to kill the Passover the lamb? Was it the high priest? No. It was the head of every house. The Passover was kept in the house. It's not kept like our people try to keep it today in their backyards, in the fields, or with Jewish people. No, this is not how our people kept Passover. Watch the law. I want you to see the law. And you're not going to see anything about a high priest. Watch what it says. In Exodus, the 12th chapter, the 43rd verse. And Yahweh said unto Moshe and Aaron, this is the ordinance of the Passover. There shall no stranger eat thereof. But every man's servant that is bought for money, when thou hast circumcised him, then shall he eat thereof. A foreigner and a hired servant shall not eat thereof. In one house shall it be eaten. Thou shalt not carry forth out the flesh abroad out of the house, neither shall ye break a bone thereof. All the congregation of Israel shall keep it. And when it's a stranger shall sojourn with thee and keep the Passover to Yahweh, let all his males be circumcised, and then let him come near and keep it, and he shall be as one that is born in a land, for no uncircumcised person shall eat thereof. One law shall be to him that is homeborn and unto the stranger that sojourneth among you. Thus did the children of Israel, as Yahweh commanded Moshe and Aaron, so did they. You won't read about no high priest doing this. No, this is what the people were supposed to do. The one restriction that prevents us from keeping the Passover in all our dwellings is what Yahweh said in the book of Deuteronomy 16. And watch what it says. Deuteronomy 16. And if it wasn't for this, we will be keeping the Passover. But watch what it says in Deuteronomy 16. And again, this is the law. Deuteronomy 16 and 5. And watch what Yahweh says. Thou mayest not sacrifice the Passover within any of thy gates, which Yahweh thy Elohim giveth thee. How many of your gates? Any. And who sacrificed the Passover? The head of every household. But thou mayest not sacrifice the Passover within any of thy gates, which Yahweh thy Elohim giveth thee. But watch what Yahweh said. But at the place which Yah thy Elohim shall choose to place his name in, there thou shalt sacrifice the Passover at even, at the going down of the sun, at the season that thou camest forth out of Egypt. And thou shalt roast and eat it in the place which Yahweh thy Elohim shall choose. And thou shalt turn in the morning and go into thy tent. And I may add, Yahweh didn't choose New York. Yahweh didn't choose North Carolina. Yahweh didn't choose Georgia, Ohio, or none of the places where our people have chosen themselves to sacrifice the Passover. He only chose one place and one place only, and that is Jerusalem. But do you need a high priest? No. There's not one law that tell you that you need a high priest. We didn't even have a high priest for the first Passover. Furthermore, what about the Sabbath day? Watch what Yahweh say concerning the Sabbath day in the book of Leviticus, the 23rd chapter. Let's see if we need a high priest there. And all you got to do, if I'm wrong, and I know as many teachers and rabbis and Kohanes and Morays and ministers all listening, send the scripture that proved me wrong, where a high priest is a requirement to keep Yahweh's law. Watch what it says. In the book of Leviticus, the 23rd chapter, and this is what it says in the very first verse. And Yahweh spake unto Moshe, saying, again, you will never read this in the New Testament. Ever. So when you go to the New Testament, you're not getting thus says Yahweh. You're getting thus says man. And who is man? When you got the word of Yah. And watch what it says in the second verse. Speak unto the children of Israel and say unto them, concerning the feast of Yahweh, which ye shall proclaim to be holy convocation, even these are my feasts. 6 days shall work be done, but the seventh day is the Sabbath of rest and holy convocation, which means a holy gathering, a holy meeting. Ye shall do no work therein. It is the Sabbath of Yahweh in all your dwellings. Now, what is all your dwellings? All your dwellings. Passover says you can't keep it at all your dwellings. You only can keep it one place. But the Sabbath, you can keep it in all your dwellings. In other words, no matter where you live. And you'll never read where you need a Kohen, a high priest, to keep the Sabbath day. It don't exist there. But it is one place where it do exist. And even though it exists there, our brothers still try to keep this day. The one place where I see a Kohen is required. It is a must. It is a commandment and a law. And you'll find it right here in the book of Leviticus, the 23rd chapter, speaking, reading, starting at the 9th verse. And watch what it says to show you that a Kohen, a high priest, is required. Watch what it says. Leviticus 23, the 9th verse. And Yahweh spake unto Moshe, saying, speak unto the children of Israel, and say unto them, when ye be come into the land which I give unto you, and shall reap the harvest thereof, then ye shall bring a sheaf of the first fruits of your harvest unto the priests. And he shall wave the sheep before Yahweh to be accepted for you on the morrow after the Shabbat. The priest shall wave it. And our people totally omit this, ignore this, and still take upon themselves to keep the Feast of Weeks. There's not even a date that one can read that you're supposed to even keep the Feast of Weeks. And then even if you had a date, you still had to take it to the priest. But not so with the Sabbath. Not so with the Day of Atonement. Even though on the Day of Atonement, the priest went through a ritual and ceremony in Jerusalem, Yahweh didn't command our people to be in Jerusalem to keep the Day of Atonement. He said our people can keep the Day of Atonement in all their dwellings. That's what we do. So no, a high priest is not a requirement for all the holy days. But I do see it a requirement for the first fruits, or what we know of as the Feast of Weeks. Yes, sir.
Praise Yah. Question from Facebook. What role with Yehoshua the son of Yosedek play? Can you explain Zechariah chapter 6, verse 11?
All right, Zechariah, let's look at it. Chapter 6. In the book of Zechariah, chapter 6, verse 11. And we'll start at verse 9. And this is what it says. And the word of Yahweh came unto me, saying, now, as you can see, always what thus says Yahweh. Take of them of the captivity, even of Heldai, Tobiah, and Yedidiah, which are come from Babylon, and come thou the same day, and go into the house of Josiah, the son of Zephaniah. Then take silver and gold, and make crowns, and set them upon the head of Yehoshua, the son of Yosadot, the high priest, and speak unto him, saying, thus speaketh Yahweh of hosts, saying, behold, the man whose name is the branch, and he shall grow up out of his place, and he shall build the temple of Yahweh. Even he shall build the temple of Yahweh, and he shall bear the glory, and shall sit and rule upon his throne. And he shall be a priest upon his throne, and the council of peace shall be between them both. And the crown shall be to Helem, and to Tobiah, and to Yedidiah, and to him, the son of Zephaniah, for a memorial in the temple of Yahweh. And they that are far off shall come and build in the temple of Yahweh. And ye shall know that Yahweh of hosts hath sent me unto you. And this shall come to pass if ye will diligently obey the voice of Yah your Elohim. And so the question is, what role will who play? This scripture is not just speaking of Yehoshua, the son of Yosadot, the high priest. But since the question is about him, as you can see, and this is self-explanatory, the role he played is exactly what this is saying. And what is it saying?